So then you jump up, you come back home, you have 5 games in a row, which are arguably, you start MAC play, which arguably your 5 biggest games of the year.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, I mean, Michigan and West Virginia, there's a little history that isn't necessarily a history based on the field type stuff, but, you know, Shaka Daly, who I know real well and is a good friend of mine, is a fantastic coach, and that Michigan program is, again, it's the one that's been to a Final Four. They were in the NCAA tournament last year, and it's a team that's going to be challenging for a Big Ten championship this year. And then after that, with Penn State, and obviously a club I know very, very well, played to a thrilling draw a year ago up in State College. We've had some pretty good success since I've been here against Penn State. But every year is a new year, and they're going to be a fantastic ball club again this year with defending their Big Ten regular season championship. So obviously that game will bring to close a pretty daunting 3-week stretch. And then after that, we get into, you know, arguably the best program in America over the last 3-4 years, in Akron. We'll play them on Sunday night to make sure that we have a big crowd and a big environment for that game. And they're clearly going to be the favorite heading into the season. They were number one in the RPI heading into the last weekend of the regular season a year ago. And we expect they'll be just as good as ever. And for us, it's going to be a big challenge. But, you know, I think we've got a group that will be pretty hardened by the time that game comes around at the end of September.
And then right there, Northern Illinois had your number last year. And Stony Brook, you guys were supposed to play and could have been, you know, an important game at the time last year. So two teams you'd like to see this year.
Yeah, I don't know if Northern Illinois necessarily had our number versus they stole 2 games from us a year ago. And so they pretty much were able to, and those were 2 very frustrating games for us where we probably didn't deserve to lose, but we did lose. And, you know, I think we've got something to prove against that side, because they did. They knocked us off twice, and we played well, but couldn't find a way to get a result, and they did. So, obviously, that's going to be a challenge for us. And Stony Brook was the game a year ago that when they had the storm that devastated the East Coast and we didn't get to play it. And that's a team that is a perennial NCAA tournament team as well, coached by Ryan Anatole, former South Florida assistant. So he knows us well and will be able to prepare for us well. But I think that Stony Brook is, again, it's one of those teams with a lot of international savvy, a lot of guys that know how to play the game, and a coach that's young and inspired. So difficult challenge at home. They don't carry the big name, but trust me when I say they'll be a very difficult nut to crack.
Then the last half of the schedule isn't exactly the names, and maybe not the records, but how important is it to not have a letdown during that?
Yeah, you know, when you take on some of these teams that don't necessarily carry names, in college soccer, people have to understand it's different. Akron isn't a big name on a national scale, but they're probably, like I said, over the last 3-4 years, the top program in all of college soccer. Hartwick is a team that's won a national title, so there's tradition there. They've been to Final Fours, so there's tradition there. High Point is one of the top up-and-coming programs in the country. 12 wins a year ago means something. You kind of liken it to the VCUs, what was the team that was in the Final Four this year? For basketball.
Wichita State.
Wichita State. You liken it to things like that, and Butler's and Xavier's, and those are all top programs in college basketball, and it's the same in college soccer. So, you know, we got a stretch of games there where they're going to be difficult. Georgia State 2 years ago was an NCAA team that won 12 games. American is perennially one of the top teams in the Patriot League. Western Michigan won 12 games a year ago. Buffalo has a new coach, and it's a former Western Michigan coach. And then Bowling Green was a battle out there in the last weekend of the regular season in the MAC. And, you know, combine the fact that these teams are are not necessarily name brands, but they're pretty good programs. It's the same thing in conference. Whenever it's conference games or battles, and they're going to be difficult games to play, no matter who it is, because teams know you a little bit better, they scout you a little bit better, and they're up for it, and they're playing for spots in the conference tournament. So that last stretch of the season's a difficult one, and you know, we're going to do our best, obviously, prepare our teams to put them in the toughest environments early on against the big name brands, and we're going to put them in tough environments against teams that don't necessarily carry the name, but come the end of the year, by the time they've played Radford and Central Connecticut and Stony Brook and High Point, you know, we're not going to overlook any of those things in conference at the end of the year.
And then finally, second year in the MAC, do you feel better prepared this year?
Yeah, I think we know a little bit more. You know, there's a big difference when you go on the road against a team like UConn or Notre Dame, and there's 4,000 or 5,000 people in the stands, and you go on the road in the MAC, and it's a much smaller facility and smaller crowds, and it's just different. It's a different environment, and the pitches are different. The travel's a little bit different, and when you get a little bit more familiarity with what you're dealing with, obviously you can better prepare. I think our guys now know a little bit better. We knew we needed to be a little bit tougher heading into this season. We know we're going to get everybody's best shot, and everyone's going to grind it out against us, where I think in the Big East there was a different tactic for our opponents. Everybody wanted to had a lot of highly talented, highly skilled guys, and not to say that teams in the MAC don't, but teams in the MAC are more prepared to buy into fighting and scrapping and clawing and finding ways to get results. You know, when we play Notre Dame and UConn and Georgetown and those types of programs, they don't sit back. They come at us just as much as we go at them. And I think in the MAC we find more teams that are a little bit more disciplined, a little bit more organized, a little bit more willing to run through a brick wall to try and get a result. And we have to find a way to crack that nut a little bit better.